Today marks a week since the massive rainstorm that inundated Auckland, killing four people, as well as destroying homes and roads. There are currently 200 families who are still displaced. Auckland Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson joins us now for the latest. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, Corin, good morning.
What is the situation? You've still got a bit of rain about, haven't you? How has the city shaped up overnight?
Yes, sadly we do have. Look, weather has been slowly improving, although it's definitely a wet morning now. We are hoping for a better weekend so we can continue the cleanup, but there is clear that there is still a bit of bad weather on the way today, so we are still urging people to be very cautious. We're hoping for better weather tomorrow, though. Look, a number of events have been cancelled across Auckland for the Waitangi weekend, which is pretty understandable. The big Waitangi event in South Auckland, Hayman Park, has been cancelled. We know the Auckland Banton Festival has been cancelled. The movies and parks for the 4th of February at David Longie Park in Mangere has been cancelled. Music and parks tonight at Lukens Reserve has been postponed until Friday the 7th. 17th of February. So, you know, if you're planning to go to something you thought you were going to, please just check in on that. I think there is some good news, though. Tonight, if you can, Vector are lighting up the Auckland Harbour Bridge from 9 p.m. every 15 minutes for the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rabbit, and you can listen online for that full experience. So that's one nice thing you should be able to do this weekend.
Yes, and no swimming, of course, which is disappointing. How are you going in terms of housing and accommodation for these families who have been displaced? It's a lot of people. Has everybody got somewhere to go?
Look, at this stage, I believe so. I'm talking to you right now when there is an emergency briefing. So timing is just a bit difficult for me. But as of last night, we had 441 people into accommodation, 2,478 requests for assistance, and we were dealing with that, and 57 people into CDCs, including new people last night. So those are the current numbers.
Okay, and what about your infrastructure, your roads, your bridges, the areas that have been affected by slips? What's the latest there?
Sadly, we still have a number of full road closures. I mean, in my own ward, there's parts of Tamaki Drive fully closed, parts of Shore Road fully closed. We had another slip overnight in Napipi Road. There are a number of these sites. You can check them on the Auckland Transport website. But look, they're doing an amazing job to try and open these roads as soon as possible. But there are still a number of road closures and partial road closures across the region.
Are you worried about any areas in particular? I'm thinking Scenic Drive up towards the Waitakere's that have been affected. If you get more rain ongoing over the weekend in terms of slips?
Corin, if I was honest with you, I'm worried about a number of areas with regards to slip. Auckland is fully waterlogged. You know, even the areas that are designed to carry water and hold water, you know, we've got aquifers underneath Eden Park that are challenged. I mean, it is a concern for me in a number of areas, and a number of the emergency management people. We're doing as much as we can, and we're just hoping that this rain is temporary.
What's your advice then to people who are on those sorts of, or in those sorts of areas? I guess most of them will be pretty hyper-vigilant, you would hope.
Look, I think, there's a lot of mental stress out there. And look, there is a free text for trained counsellors if people feel that they need to talk to someone. That text is 1737. And of course, you must always, if you feel that there's any issues that you want to get through to emergency management, there's that 0800 222200. And if you are concerned about your life, please call 111.
Yesterday, the Mayor, Wayne Brown, was talking about he was worried that he'd heard that there were people trapped or elderly perhaps in apartments that lifts were out and they couldn't get out. Are you aware of any more details about that?
My understanding is Auckland Emergency Management are not aware of anyone trapped in lifts.
So was he misinformed?
I don't think so. Look, I think the Mayor's Mayor lives in a multi-storey apartment himself, and his lift isn't working. So I think he has a personal experience of that, but I just don't know any further details. I'm sorry.
Understand. Well, you've got the holiday on Monday. You'll be hoping that that just gives people a little bit of time to catch their breath after what has been a terrible week, really, hasn't it?
It's been an incredibly challenging week, Corin. And look, again, I think Auckland joins with me in thanking everybody who's been out there, you know, helping. We had the Royal New Zealand Navy and the Royal New Zealand Air Force helping as well with relocations and flood damaged waste removal, emergency services staff. Everyone's been, and a lot of local board, you know, pretty much every local board member and every councillor has been out in their community as well. So look, just want a big shout out to all my colleagues, all the support crew. It's been a really, really tough week and it's not over, unfortunately.
Yeah, just finally, actually, before you go, the state of emergency, when does that run out and is that likely to be extended?
It's the 7 days, my understanding is, finishes tonight and it may well be extended. I think the mayor was getting advice. I'll come back to you today. I'm sure he'll put out a release about it.
Very good. Hey, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate your time this morning. Auckland Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson there.